So today we have an exciting interview for you. If you've ever read any of the blog posts from Social Media Examiner, or you're one of the 100,000 plus Facebook page fans, chances are you've read some of Andrea Val's work. For those of you who are not familiar with Andrea, she's the community manager for socialmediaexaminer.com. She's also a published author. She co-wrote Facebook Marketing All-in-One for Dummies, and she created the character Grandma Mary, which, by the way, if you haven't seen it, it's hilarious. So coming from one social media professional to another, today I wanted to share with you a little bit more about Andrea Val and the remarkable things that she's done with social media. So Andrea, it's really great to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Christian. It's a pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to connect with you and your listeners.
So you started out as a comedian. I have to ask, what led you to get involved with social media? Because...
It's kind of an interesting story. I was kind of only a part-time comedian. I think it's pretty hard to be. That was kind of my hobby, and I actually started out in the engineering world. So that's been this weird, bizarre transition to where I'm at now. But I think everyone has one of those interesting paths and journeys of where they, what they studied, and what they're in now. But I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. I started out when I was 5 years old. I sold my paintings door to door for a penny a piece. And so I've always been an entrepreneur, lemonade stands. I even sold my parents food from their garden that they grew. Like I had my own little farmer's market in my front yard. So I've always been very interested in marketing, in business, in small business, and fascinated with the marketing world, but also had a passion for technology and things online that help sell and help people market their business. So when social media came along, I was in a place where I had some kind of side businesses. I was staying home with my kids at that time and had some side businesses and saw blogging and social media as a great opportunity. And so I was super excited to get into that and started my own blog, started marketing online, and I was helping other people with their businesses and getting them online as well. And I love that piece of it because it really blended my love of small business and entrepreneurship with the technical piece and kind of teaching piece that I liked as well. So when I went to start my blog on social media, I noticed that there was just something missing in what I wanted to see in some of the online tutorials. And a lot of them were really dry and boring. And I thought, maybe one of my characters would spice this up from my improv comedy that I was doing. So I decided to take one of my characters, and I thought Grandma Mary would be a good character to introduce social media to people who might be a little bit afraid of it. And she could kind of make it easy and funny. And her motto was, if Grandma Mary can do it, you can do it too. So that's how it all started, and it's been a really fun journey from there.
By the way, I really like that motto.
I like it too, because I think it also kind of also a motto of you can bring yourself and kind of your craziness to your business and still have a viable business. So you can blend you and your personality into your business, and you don't have to be afraid to do that, and you don't have to be afraid to do some of the technical stuff that you might be struggling with if you're working to get your business online.
Right. That's definitely one of the areas that I see a lot of challenges with. People go into it and say, you know what, I don't have the qualifications to do this, I don't have the technical background. But the great thing about social media is that you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's all about that drive and bringing your own personality into the mix.
Right. And definitely one of my favorite mottos of social media is not about the technology. It's the medium, and social media is about being social and connecting with people just like you do offline, but just the medium is different.
So in between creating Grandma Mary and joining Social Media Examiner, you co-wrote a book, Facebook Marketing All-in-One for Dummies. Can you maybe tell us a little bit more about that process?
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting process. And my co-authors kept me sane, Amy Porterfield and Phyllis Kerr. And I just am so thankful for both of those fabulous ladies, because we definitely have leaned heavily on each other through the process. And it's very intense, because you know, we've written blog posts, we've, you know, been out there and written my own ebooks, but the process for writing a dummy's book is much more rigorous. They've got a lot of standards that they try and adhere to so that all the dummies books have kind of the same flavor, the same flow, but they're written by all different authors who are experts in their field. So it, you know, first of all, you have to get the voice, the dummy, kind of the dummy's voice. And I always kind of feel bad about calling people dummies. I'm like, no one, it's just, you don't know it yet. You're not dummies. We all are dumb at something. And so that was interesting piece of it. And then it's really helped me become a much better writer in explaining things, because you don't take anything for granted in the steps. You don't skip anything. It's very thorough. And it is so step by step that anyone can follow it, as long as the technology hasn't changed, which is the
that's
other
probably the
piece.
Tough part, right?
I know, that's the other piece that's really hard to keep up with. But luckily, our second edition just came out in December, and it's really pretty, still really up to date, thankfully. It's nice to not have too many changes in there yet.
And that'll probably change a little bit with the new Facebook newsfeed, right?
Right, right. So yeah. hopefully that won't roll out too quickly.
I don't have it yet. I have Graph Search. I've had that for a while, but
yeah.
No new newsfeed yet.
So. Yes.
Let's switch topics here. Social Media Examiner just crossed 200,000 newsletter subscribers. I think it's 201,000?
Yeah, it just happened a week or two ago, and it's really exciting. You know, it's been an amazing journey for them. They're just a little over 3 years old, and incredible growth that they've had. And Michael Stelzner is brilliant and really great at bringing together a lot of experts to help contribute and make it just an amazing place to go and learn.
So speaking of, you know, they've been around for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Can you share with listeners maybe a piece of advice on how to grow an email list of that size, like Social Media Examiner's done? And what is it that's gotten people, you know, to really just latch on?
They give so much amazing content away for free, and that is really the secret sauce in their success. And you know, from everything from their opt-in freebie that is a full hour tutorial, and actually done by Amy Porterfield, who managed the community management piece before I did. You know, she has done the video tutorial. It's a great tutorial that's given away for free. They also do a lot of really wonderful webinars. I've presented on webinars for them as well, and filled with great content, just really focused on helping people learn, and all for free. And so I think, and also their daily blog content is incredible as well. They have a lot of really wonderful how-to articles. Their articles are usually around 1,000 words minimum. So it's something that wasn't being done before. And to have all that free content out there and really just make it available for everyone. And so people want to make sure they keep up with it and get on the newsletter so that they keep current with all that great content. So that's really been a lot of the secret, is just have amazing content that they give away for free when you subscribe.
So as the community manager for Social Media Examiner, I mean, it's a huge site, lots of content being pumped out every single day, newsletters going out every single day, lots of events going on. What kind of advice can you offer to other community managers that are out there to help them manage a community on a day-to-day basis, and also to help manage something that, you know, is that size?
Yeah, a matter of trying to get involved, trying to get people having a conversation. We ask a lot of questions on, you know, the social sites to try and get people connected and talking. We like to, you know, mix it up with some fun posts and also have a lot of focused business posts as well. And also, you know, we have a lot of people asking questions. So it's just making sure you come back and check on the page or have some sort of alert system set up so that you're getting alerts when people post on there and taking down spam. So it's just being present and making sure you're, you know, trying to you know, foster a community feel. And that can be challenging, especially now with Facebook's pages not showing up as much in the newsfeed. So trying to vary your posts also helps, so you can try and reach some of the people who may not be connected to your page and seeing it as much. But also just the fact that you've got valuable content on there is really helpful. So you're always trying to think of what you can do to help your community so that they come back. Because I, you know, a lot of times we have people saying, hey, I haven't seen you in my newsfeed. And they come and seek us out because, you know, they know we post helpful tips. We do a Hot Tip Tuesday, and we have kind of Monday kind of quote that we do. So having a regular schedule also helps in making sure that you're there regularly. So having some sort of editorial calendar for your Facebook or your any social site is very helpful.
So let's go back to the alerts you just talked about a minute ago. Let's mm-hmm. put those in the context of tools. Mm-hmm. So if somebody was looking to either start their own online business or start their own community, what are three tools that you recommend they should use?
Oh, man, three.
And I know there's a ton of them.
It's very limited. Killing me. Three.
Let's make it five. How about that?
Okay. So one good thing about Facebook is that it has a lot of built-in tools that are good, that are great right within there. The insights provide a lot of information, and now they have the scheduling and the alerts built in. I back up those alerts though with a tool called hyperalerts.no. Yeah, blanked out there. And I like that tool. There's some other great tools that are also out there. I think that do some kind of alerting built in with some other things. So it just depends on what you're using. But I like that. It's simple. It's easy. Send you an email. I love Hootsuite because I think that's really great way to just look at everything in a dashboard view, and you can just have all kinds of tabs up there. So you're monitoring your Facebook page, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, everything all in one place. And you can just click, click, click and look over everything and see, you know, kind of at a glance where things are at. I like Sprout Social for reports and some analytics. I like, let me think, Google Alerts are also a great tool just for any business owner, I think, just to keep current with what's happening. You can search or you can have alerts on your keywords, so you're bringing information into you, and also have alerts on your company name, so you're seeing if you're mentioned anywhere on any blogs or websites, so you can watch for that. Let's see, how many is that up to?
Overlap one another, I know that.
Yeah, they all kind of, I know, they all kind of overlap. And then, you know, I guess there's also all kinds of tools that you can use to look for content, because I think that's the other struggle when you are a social media community manager or whatever. You are always looking for good content. And so I actually have a good post on Social Media Examiner on finding good social content. You can just do a little quick search on social content on Social Media Examiner's site, and you should be able to find it. But yeah, lots of good sources from there.
So let's switch back to, I know we've talked a lot about Facebook here, I guess. Let's talk about some of the new Facebook features that are out. So we've got Facebook Graph Search and obviously the new Facebook Newsfeed. So let's start with Facebook Graph Search, since that's a little bit.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it? What impact do you see it having on search?
You know, I am not that excited. I mean, I'm excited about Facebook trying to improve its search features, because I think the search has been terrible on Facebook. You sometimes are putting the exact name of the Facebook page in and it can't find it. I'm not super excited about Graph Search so far. I think it's great for local businesses. I think that's where the impact is, because it's helping you find places that your friends have been to, or things that places your friends have liked or checked in or whatever. So it definitely seems to favor the local businesses more, which is great for local businesses because it's helpful when people have been there. Sometimes they're leaving reviews or posts or things like that. So people can say, oh, well, then I definitely want to go to that restaurant, or I want to go to that hair salon, or whatever it might be. I still have not had very good luck with it in finding other pages that are not classified as a local business. It's not searching through all the pages that are about a certain thing. So hopefully they're going to keep improving it, but at least they're working on it is my big thing, because a lot of times I still go out to Google to try and find something on Facebook.
if you ever want to find a Facebook page in cases, you can just go to Google and type Facebook page and the business name and actually get the real result versus, you know, a whole bunch of fictitious pages.
Right.
So the new Facebook newsfeed, do you have it yet?
No, I haven't found anyone who has it yet. I'm hoping to get it soon. I put my name in on the waiting list, so hopefully I'll have it soon, but maybe not that soon, so I don't have to do any edits on the book yet. But we'll see. I'm interested to see how it impacts the users. I think that Facebook is trying to help people discover pages more. I think that there's been a little bit of feeling of page owners that it's a pay-to-play model on Facebook now, and I think that Facebook is – I'm seeing more like kind of suggested pages that aren't advertised that are – you know, Facebook is kind of putting into news feeds to try and help more of a discovery of pages. So I think that hopefully the new news feed will be really segmented so you can drill down into what you want to see a little bit easier. And hopefully it'll also be, I think it'll hopefully be good for users and page owners.
So do you see a lot of people jumping ship? Because like whenever Facebook comes out with a new feature, everybody says, hey, I hate this. Facebook, I love this. What do you think?
Well, that was a funny thing because Facebook is saying that they're going to not have the ticker there. And like when the ticker came out, everyone's like, oh, I hate it. I can't stand it. It's horrible. And now people are like, what? You're going to get rid of my ticker? I love the ticker. So it's kind of funny that, you know, we all hate change. Maybe that's it. I don't know if people jump ship. I know I hear every single day people are like, I'm getting off Facebook. It's still the place to be. There's still a billion people there. It's growing. And I think that it remains to be seen what will happen with that.
So we've got a couple more questions here for you. What's your favorite social network and why? I mean, there's tons of networks out there. There's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, LinkedIn. I mean, which one do you like the most and why?
Yeah, I still like Facebook the most. I think it's fun. It's interesting. I've been on Pinterest and I think that's very visually interesting. To me, it doesn't feel like a place for as much discussion always, and as much like kind of random updates of, you know, what's going on in your life right now. I like a lot of the social networks for what they do. I love YouTube, of course, because, you know, I think video is a fantastic medium. I think it's really going to be growing a lot more in the future. And I think it's becoming so much easier for people to put videos up and get them up and watch them, because bandwidth is have so much a bit more available bandwidth. I also am loving LinkedIn right now. So I don't know if I'm answering this question kind of randomly, because I like all the social networks, but my favorite really is Facebook. I'm actually really enjoying LinkedIn now too. And actually I'm seeing a lot more traffic to my own site from LinkedIn. I think it's because of the status updates, and it just feels a little more quiet over there. It's not as not quite as noisy as some of the other like Twitter and Facebook sites. And I think LinkedIn is really making some cool improvements with their company pages and kind of their insights and what they're doing over there. So I think there's a lot of neat things that they've got going on over at LinkedIn.
So speaking of LinkedIn, what did you think about that little marketing hoax they ran, sending everyone, you know, emails, hey, you're in the top 1% of people searched.
You know, it's funny because it it got a lot of people talking. I mean, there was people posting about it, people, you know, I'm in the top 1%. And, you know, when you calculate that or whatever, it's really not that much. But it's interesting, you know, interesting because I think it shows that people like status of it. And so I think it's interesting to see the human behavior mixed in with that. And it's all like our little, like a little badge or something, you know.
I mean, they got some tremendous buzz off of that.
Yeah.
Off that email they sent out. I mean, they they spent very little money. They got a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah.
And then they got, you know, some return on their investment afterwards when people realized it was a hoax.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's definitely definitely is interesting to know. And I don't even know if I saw the whole thing about it being a hoax, so I am not tuned into that, but that is interesting.
We talked about Grandma Mary at the beginning. Are you working on any current projects? Is Grandma Mary still around? Any upcoming events that you want to talk about?
Yeah. So I just launched a recent product called the Facebook On-Ramp, and it's really for people who are really just beginning on Facebook to get their marketing and get their business onto Facebook. And I have a lot of clients who a lot of times just feel totally overwhelmed by what they're looking at, how things get into the news feed, where they go, what EdgeRank is, and it really explains everything from the beginning. So it doesn't assume that people already know how everything works on Facebook and then just tells them how to, you know, set their page up. It also covers like how to market holistically with your, you know, with page and group and your profile and all kinds of things like that. So that's out, and I'm also going to be launching another product soon called Facebook Roadmap, which will be a little more intermediate and have some more advanced tactics, such as go a little bit more in depth into contests and things like that, and ad campaigns, which we kind of touch on in the first one, but don't go into to real depth. So it's fun to have those products out, and then I also have Social Media Manager School out with Phyllis Kerr. Her and I co-launched the product to help people who want to learn how to be a social media consultant.
Very good. And is Grandma Mary still around, or did
she is? You know, she's a little quieter because I have stepped out in a bigger way. I used to do all my blogging as her, but I now do some as more as me and not as much as her. So, but I have to have that outlet because it's fun for me. So I really like when Grandma comes out and has some fun and keeps my business fun. So.
Very good. So if people want to get in touch with you, is there a good way for them to do that?
Yeah, they can just go to my website at andreavahl.com. It's AndreaVahl.com. And there's lots of goodies there and freebies if you want to take a look at those too.
Thank you very much, Andrea. It's been a pleasure interviewing you today. You know, you've provided a lot of valuable information for anyone that either wants to start their own business, wants to get into managing communities. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you, Christian.
This concludes our interview with community manager Andrea Vahl. If you would like to be on my next podcast, feel free to reach out to me. www.christiankonline.com/contact. We'll see you next time.